try not to smell like food, I say. You'll thank me for this one day. Especially the good stuff, like a chocolate ice cream sundae.
And joining me in the Saturday Cafe, smelling vaguely of leftover turkey and dressing, is Todd Schneider, also known as Uncle Bunkle. Welcome to the Saturday Cafe. Shall I call you Uncle or?
Uncle Bunkle's just great.
All righty. Why Uncle Bunkle? Where'd the name come from?
Uncle Bunkle came out of some storytelling I was doing starting about 6 years ago for a little girl down in Arizona who I got close to. And while her mom was off working the night shift, I got a chance to tuck her in and tell her some stories. And it was so much fun that I started sending her stories when I got back to Oregon. And over a period of a year, it turned into a whole book of stories about Uncle Bunkle.
Sweet. Did the music follow the storytelling, or were you also doing music already before that?
The music actually evolved only over the past couple of years. After the storybook was done, I started writing songs and singing them to kids and adults and teachers. And it's, of course, really wonderful and great. And it's I go around the country doing school inspections, which is just fine and great, except the schools aren't nearly as responsive. All those walls and windows, they don't look you in the eye and give you a response.
They're never as happy to see you either when you're there to inspect the building.
Yeah. Although a lot of times the kids are staring with their jaws dropped, trying to figure out if I'm really serious or not, and the teachers are snickering. And that's okay, too.
What is it about the three-foot-high audience that just makes them such a better audience than grown-ups?
Oh, yeah, way better. Their hearts are so open, and they're just a lot more fun to work with than boring old grown-ups.
I had a friend who used to do children's theater who played a dragon once, and she said the best applause she ever got from that was after a show when a four-year-old came up and kicked her in the ankle.
Everybody's a critic.
But you know that the kid cared, you know, she really got into the performance.
Yeah, and by the way, I got all the stories and songs finally on CDs, and I know we're on radio, but I figured if I held them up really close to the mic,
crackle the shrink wrap.
You can just imagine there it is. That's what they look like. They're really pretty. And
where did that cover photo from Try Not to Smell Like Food come from? It's like a 1963 kids lined up eating ice cream on the front porch photo that's just hilariously appropriate.
I love the picture. It's actually my kids and their friends back about 20 years ago. And I touched it up and colorized it.
Colorized the ice cream.
Yeah.
We should have a song.
Well,
Would you play something live for us here in the studio?
Yeah, sure. You were talking to me about one song that you really liked, and that coincidentally is one of the biggest hits with second graders. You're right
that
on target.
Puts me right in my age group.
That's right. And this one is about how sometimes we get ourselves into hot water, and about all you can do is apologize. It's called I'm Really Very Sorry. I'm really very sorry for how I dressed your cat. It's just that on safari it makes sense to wear a hat. The sun was very hot. Your cat was very pale. It's really all my fault. Please don't send me to jail. Oh, I'm sorry, 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 sorry. I'm sorry, Mrs. Gilly. It turned out such a mess. I did my best to make sure that that hat went with the dress. I'm really sad it happened, though. I should have paid attention. I wouldn't blame you, not at all, for giving me detention. Oh, I'm sorry, 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 sorry. The dress was really nice. I got it from my sister. I also took her dolly, but I don't believe she missed her. That dolly was a perfect size for riding on your kitty. saddle was a little tight. That truly was a pity. Oh, I'm sorry, 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 sorry. I guess I got distracted when I heard the baby calling. That's why I looked away just when that honey jar was falling. That puddle was so sticky, the doggy stopped to bark at it. I'd never seen one like it, especially in a carpet. Oh, I'm sorry, 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 sorry. I tried to clean it up before it had a chance to harden. I aimed right through the window with that hose from in the garden. That's when the kitty ran outside, sticky as the dickens, ran right through the hen house, scattered all the chickens. Oh, I'm sorry, 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 sorry. She ran back out all covered up with feathers in the honey, in her fur and dress and hat and doll, and boy, she sure looked funny. I tried to hose her down, but in my haste did not see where you were standing until way too late. Sorry about your hairdo. Oh, I'm sorry, 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 sorry. My mama said that I should try and make things better. She thought you might prefer it if I put it in a letter. So here it is, and just to show I really am no quitter, I'll gladly help you out for free next time you need a sitter. Oh, I'm sorry, 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 sorry.
Oh my goodness. I love progressive songs that keep building and building. You know the sick note, Why Patty's Not at Work Today? Mm-mm. It's an Irish song about why an Irish construction worker isn't at work.
Oh, and that's right.
It just gets, every verse gets just a little more outrageous. And this reminds me a bit of this, partly because it's a letter, of course, but partly because it just gets, it's perfectly logical every step of the way and totally disastrous in its summation. I can see why the second graders love it. You said you have stories and CDs all, or stories and songs all out on CD now. You've got a CD release concert coming up this coming week, right?
That's right. This coming Wednesday at Cosmic Pizza, December 2nd, 6 p.m. It's a free show and a CD release party.
They've been doing a series of regular family night shows on Wednesday nights. Have you been a part of that for a while?
Been doing this for a while now. The Wednesday night show thing is just great for families and a lot of parents looking for a space where they can relax and not worry too much about controlling their kids, find it a good escape hatch for them.
Mm-hmm. And it's early enough that, you know, you can get the kids out, go relax a little yourself, get everybody fed, and then get them home to bed before too late.
It's a good deal. There's not too many venues out there that are especially for kids and families.
Do you tell stories, you sing songs. What else do you do in performing for children?
Well, I insert a lot of poems, mm-hmm, that I enjoy a whole lot and fit into the same flavor as the songs that I do. And
is there something about a poem that tells you that it shouldn't be made into a song, that it doesn't need a melody of its own, or are they all kind of in process?
Sometimes they move from one into the other. Some things start out as poems and end up as songs later down the road, but some of them just work just great as poems, and it's just a different kind of storytelling and gives it a little bit of variety.
Could you perform one? I mean, we've asked about them, so
I would love to do so. And since we've been talking about, you know, some of the Thanksgiving theme here, shopping was something that you already covered. I cover eating quite a bit and food. I don't know what makes food funny, but it, it ends up doing that sometimes. So here's a poem about the perils of the kitchen, which I don't know why, but I write a lot of things about. So, here's a little public service announcement from Uncle Bunkle. Does your dad ever just stand there with the fridge door open, unsure of what to eat, but somehow hoping if enough time passes just hanging about that the perfect little morsel's gonna leap right out? Well, if so, You might want to warn him about what happened to my dad. He went in search of just a bedtime snack. But with no note left behind, we'd no idea when he'd come back. The kitchen, as you know, can be a very dangerous place. Some people tiptoe in and disappear without a trace. My father entered ours quite young, but left a creaky geezer after years stuck in an ice cream carton deep within the freezer. He went up to the freezer in search of something sweet to eat with tea, but he couldn't figure out exactly what that treat should be. Dressed in only thin pajamas and standing in bare feet, he peeked into the freezer, still unsure of what to eat. Your basic bowl of stew, perhaps? Or some more exotic dishes? Some apple pie with cream, he thought, might also be delicious. I can't decide, he cried, and then he leaned in further, hoping he could find the perfect treat by sniffing packages and groping. He should have stopped right there and maybe left a note, or made a quick retreat to put on slippers and a coat. Instead, he climbed inside, unsure of what food should be chosen, and lay there indecisive till poor Papa was quite frozen. For many years, we wondered what had happened to old Dad, a kind and gentle man, and the only dad I had, until one day I climbed up on a chair, I was much shorter, and started cleaning out the fridge because Mom gave me a quarter. This frost is deep and hard, I whined. This job is worth a dollar. That's the moment when I spotted him. I gasped and gave a holler. His head was in an ice cream carton, one he'd stuck his nose in while sniffing for delicious treats. That's how I found him, frozen. I grabbed his legs and leaned way back. He didn't even budge. His head was stuck so tight inside that mocha ripple fudge. My mom came to help. We struggled hard with jumps and tugs and hops until we all three tumbled backwards. And that's how we rescued Popsicle. That's what we called him after that. We meant it in a good way, a reminder of the state in which we found him on that day. He stays away from freezers now, and when hungry, at most he rummages through the cupboards for treats best eaten toasty.
A truly chilling tale from my guest today on the Saturday Cafe. Uncle Bunkle, Todd Schneider, has new CDs out of songs and stories, and he's having a CD release concert this coming Wednesday, 6 o'clock at Cosmic Pizza. Thank you so much for joining me on the Saturday Cafe. You have to say something into the microphone.
Oh, yeah. It's just been really great, Frank. That's right. Nobody can see me waving.
You just got to wrestle the cellophane.
It's been great. Anybody who wants to come on down to Cosmic Pizza Wednesday night, 6 p.m., I'd love to see you.
Let's have one more song to go out on, would you please?
You bet. Would you like to know why many think I'm grand? Oh, I have no competition as the leader of the band. Why they hold me on their shoulders, why so many think I'm swell? The answer is quite simple, I brush well. I brush my teeth at least 10 times a day. First slowly up and down, and then a bit the other way. I floss and pick so perfectly as anyone can tell. Just from looking at my smile, I brush well. Yes, and thanks to all that brushing, I smile bright. You can spot me miles away when I grin at you at night. That phosphorescent glow, I'm told, is really quite the sight. Oh, yes, indeedy-do, I do smile bright. When ships are lost at sea and have no hope, and the crew reduced to tears with no ideas on how to cope, if they glance toward land, my grin can be the answer to their plight. For yes, indeedy-do, I do smile bright. One night as we had left a fine cafe, a robber came upon us, confident to have his way. But I flashed my brilliant smile, and for a moment he was blind. By the time that passed, we'd left him long behind, long behind. So now you know why many think I'm grand. Oh, I have no competition as the leader of the band. Why, they hold me on their shoulders. Why, so many think I'm swell. The answer is quite simple. I brush well.
The dazzling Uncle Bunkle on the Saturday Cafe. Thanks again.